This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. While world attention is focused on President Donald Trump's first weeks in office, the US government's Bureau of Conflict and Stabilization Operations is continuing its work behind the scenes to help prevent conflict and promote long-term peace and development in countries around the world. Deborah Ann McLean is Acting Director of the Office of Partnerships and Strategic Communications for the US government's Bureau of Conflict and Stabilization Operations. So how big a challenge is their work? That was the question I put to her earlier.
It is a challenge, certainly. I think one of the big challenges to look at it as is that it is very much a political endeavor, stabilization efforts. And that's the element that I think most people forget or lose within the idea of what a conflict is and trying to end those conflicts. And by saying that, I mean that you're working through the defense, you have the military that's trying to stop the immediate fighting, and then you have the development and the humanitarian aid that wants to come in. But that middle, that sweet spot right in the middle of where you need to end the conflict before the humanitarian aid can come in is really the stabilization part. And with that it comes then the Bureau of Conflict and Stabilization Operations for the State Department. And we work through our resources of just the people, as well as a limited budget. But really, we work on the policy end for the State Department as the advisors to try to get those conflicts ended in as peaceful and as least destructive way as possible for then the real development work to come into.
Of course, many would point out that our world is full of a lot of quite long-term conflicts like Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, just to name a few. So how easy is it to try to promote and restore peace, you know, through non-military means? I mean, many would argue the international community doesn't have a very good track record on this.
I think I would disagree with that. I think we do have quite a good track record on it. It's called diplomacy. And diplomacy is often fairly quiet because it's words. It's not something that you hear unless you're listening for it. And because of that, then, we talk all the time. And disagreements are okay in diplomacy. Misunderstandings are not okay. And it's the misunderstandings that often lead to the conflict. And that's what we're really working to try to resolve.
Part of your job, as you said, is also trying to anticipate and prevent conflicts from breaking out in the first place, which obviously is what everybody is aiming for. Have there been any examples of success on this front that you can point to?
Yeah, I think many examples. I mean, the Marshall Plan, you go back way back in history. That's an excellent example. But I think we're working in many areas right now where the conflicts are either fresh, ongoing, but contained. Lake Chad Basin being an area where it has a lot of problems and a lot of issues going on, but the region itself is also committed to try to resolve those conflicts and to try to end the threats from Boko Haram and other extremists. And those areas are the areas that we're really working to focus on, are the more self-contained areas that once those are contained, you're creating an area, a void of greater problems from escalating. Where we're unfortunately seeing that in places like Syria or Iraq, though.
Do you see also new areas of potential conflict brewing, but not yet having broken out, in other parts of the world, which at the moment might seem to many outsiders outwardly fairly peaceful?
I think we, looking through our research, are always trying to keep an eye on things. And certainly there are places of concern, but I don't necessarily also even want to single those out just for fear of creating those misunderstandings where it isn't. And so, yes, there's always the potential for conflict that it can occur anywhere. But that's also why it's so important to talk to people and to avoid any sort of disagreement escalating further beyond that.
And I was speaking there to Deborah Ann McLean, Acting Director of the Office of Partnerships and Strategic Communications for the US government's Bureau of Conflict and Stabilization Operations.